Adventures in Time and Space.
Spies!
Time.
Hi everyone, my name's Yoshko, and I host the show Spaz Time Continuum every other Tuesday night from 10 to midnight, where I play music for your head, which is basically anything I want to play that's somewhat psychedelic out of my collection. I've been collecting records since the mid-80s, since I was a teenager, and it started out, I did 5 years Jazz Time Continuum, which was something slightly different. It was more of a jazz show that progressively became more and more psychedelic. And finally, I decided to kill that show and start a new one, one that better reflected my record collection. I get a real kick out of being able to play stuff for the public. And that's one of the nicest things about working in radio is meeting people who listen to my show. They might not recognize my voice right away, but it's always cool to meet people. See the shock on their face when they recognize who I am, finally. Oh, the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to me. It had to be the time where I had to go pick up a friend of mine from the Bahnhof before the show, and somehow we missed each other, and I thought he didn't come, maybe he was coming later, I don't know. I went to go do my show, and a half hour later he calls me up when I'm in the middle of it, and I thought, well, what am I going to do now? What I was doing was that particular night I had a 40-minute song by Acid Mother's Temple from Tokyo, who are known for their long, feedback-heavy acid rock jams. So I thought, okay, this track is 40 minutes long, I'm gonna leave 40 minutes early, and when it's over, it's gonna go into Klangbecken, because that's what happens normally when it fades out. After 5 seconds of silence, it goes to Klangbecken automatically. But what I forgot to do was take it out of repeat. So, so every 40 minutes for 8 or 9 straight hours, it just kept repeating Acid Mother's Temple every 40 minutes. And I get a call from Tinu 7:15 in the morning. First thing he asked me is, did you do some kind of like a live simulcast or something? And right away I realized what the mistake was, and yeah. It was a night to remember or forget, depending on who you talk to. To me, Rava is the ground zero for my Bernese social network, I guess you can call it. Even before, see, I took the class, the basic journalism class that everyone has to take, almost 4 years before I even had my own show. But the teacher of that course became a good friend of mine. He became actually my first friend in Bern. And he took me under his wing and introduced me to people at the Reitschule. So I started working there. I met a bunch of people that way. And later on, when I did start my show, I already knew a few people. That was that. I just kept meeting more and more people, more artistically inclined people, not just into music, although there are a lot of fanatics of music here. What makes me really happy in life is seeing my children grow up to be as much in love with radio and music as I was when I was a kid, and to see them develop into little artists themselves. They're not into Rabba yet, but I think they will be eventually. Personally, the worst thing for me is when I meet people and they assume they know things about me, like just because of my name. They find it hard to believe that I'm American. They, oh, when did you go to America? And yeah, they think I'm some ex yugo usually, and yeah, it's not the case. I'm a Croatian Danish American, to be exact. Yeah, it was really difficult to pick a favorite song because it's always changing. But recently I've been listening to a lot of David Bowie because he was a big inspiration for me. And I'm still not over his death yet. So I picked a song called DJ from the album Lodger, 1979. It's the song I'm singing most in the shower these days.